This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, June 30th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Maxwell, as in Ghislaine. Ghislaine Maxwell, former associate of Jeffrey Epstein, sentenced to 20 years in prison Tuesday for helping the financier sexually abuse underage girls. Prosecutors said Epstein sexually abused children hundreds of times over more than 10 years and couldn't have done so without Maxwell's help. Maxwell was his longtime companion, former girlfriend, who said was accused by some of the victims of sometimes participating in the abuse. Of course, the official story is that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, which we know is unlikely in the extreme. In December, Maxwell was convicted by a jury of sex trafficking, transporting a minor to participate in illegal sex acts, and two conspiracy charges. Federal prison guards just a few days ago placed Maxwell on suicide watch, even though, according to her attorney, she is not suicidal. And neither was Jeffrey Epstein. Topic number 4, speaking of predators, 14 member states of the European Union joined forces during a joint action day recently to identify human traffickers searching for Ukrainian victims online. This is one of the consequences of the war between Russia and Ukraine that doesn't get talked about much. Back on May 23rd, an impact-coordinated online joint action day targeted criminal networks grooming Ukrainian refugees for sexual and labor exploitation online. Law enforcement authorities from 14 states in the EU took part in this so-called hackathon coordinated by the Netherlands. Investigators monitored different online portals and networks trying to recruit vulnerable Ukrainian refugees. It's hard to track exactly how this is happening. Data just now coming to light since the invasion began on February 24th. But a Thomson Reuters analysis found spikes across Europe for search terms related to sex with Ukrainian women, and that has only grown as the war in Ukraine has spread. Topic number 3, speaking of hackers, they have declared war on the pro-life states here in the United States. A group of hackers deciding to take the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to reverse Roe versus Wade into their own grubby hands. The group called Sieged Sec, not exactly white hat. They mostly work to steal user data from private companies online. Supreme Court decision led them to declare that it's time for some hacktivism, and they're going after government bodies and other pro-life organizations with an online presence. Sieged Sec says it has already leaked 8 gigabytes of data stolen from 2 U.S. state governments, most of it coming from Arkansas and Kentucky. It is thought that Sieged Sec is closely linked to another group called Ghost Sec, a dark web hacking gang that has been active in targeting Russian organizations during the ongoing war. Topic number 2, Now She Tells Us. Biggest story of the day, I think. An exchange last week Thursday that we missed because of all of the hoopla about the Supreme Court's decision in the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, the one that resulted in the overturning of Roe versus Wade. An exchange between Representative Jim Jordan, Republican congressman in Ohio, or from Ohio, and Dr. Deborah Birx, whose face we saw on the news almost every single day during the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. This congressional hearing last Thursday, again, lost in the news cycle following the Dobbs decision. The House Oversight and Reform Select Subcommittee held a hearing on the coronavirus crisis with Dr. Birx Thursday morning, and Representative Jordan asked Birx if the government was lying or guessing when it told the American public that people who received the vaccine wouldn't get COVID. Birx responded that she didn't know. However, she continued, and I quote, "All I know is that there was evidence from the global pandemic that natural reinfection was occurring. Since the vaccine was based on natural immunity, you cannot make the conclusion that the vaccine will do better than natural infection, although it can often do slightly better," end quote. That's not what we heard at the time. The time for her to say this would have been when she was still on the job. You might remember that anyone who dared suggest that perhaps natural immunity for those who recovered from the COVID infection was superior to the immunity conveyed through vaccine got deplatformed, depersoned in some cases. Jordan continued, when the government told us that the vaccinated couldn't transmit it, was that a lie or a guess, or is it the same answer? End quote. Birx replied, quote, I think it was hoped that the vaccine would work in that way, end quote. Putting it plainly, hope is not a strategy, and it certainly is not science. And again, this is not what we were told at the time. The time for her, to be honest, was 2 years ago. And again, anyone who pointed this out in any kind of social media got deplatformed. This is especially infuriating when we get news like we've seen within the last week, like the peer-reviewed study I told you about based on data from an Israeli fertility clinic showing that there appears to be a link between the mRNA vaccine and sperm count in male. Specifically, it results in lower sperm count and lower motility. In other words, lower fertility rates. This is now, supported by new data from the island of Taiwan. A sudden, unexpected drop in birth rates in Taiwan. Down more than 23% in May of 2022, year over year, from the previous May. Now, when expressed in sigmas, that means standard deviation, the 23.24% drop in the birth rate in Taiwan is a 26 sigma event. I am not a statistician. If you are or you're familiar with how standard deviation is used in a scientific setting, you understand the significance of a 26 sigma event. In layperson's terms, this is described best as unimaginable, as in literally unimaginable. Most of the data tables that I've seen that involve sigma events stop at 9 or 10 sigma events because beyond 10 sigma, the percentage of an event being a random occurrence is so small that it is literally unimaginable. I'm not trying to put too fine a point on this. I'm just trying to make it clear that this red bar here, the odds of this being a random occurrence is practically impossible. For all intents and purposes, it is not possible that this just happened. This is not one of those things that just happens. So what caused it? Well, we know for certain that it's not due to COVID, because Taiwan, being an island nation, essentially locked itself down, and COVID really didn't take off there until April of this year. Here in the United States, we were pretty much done with it by April of this year. Here in the Ozarks, we quit masking up about a year ago almost. But Taiwan really saw the majority of its cases after April of this year. Well, obviously, that's not going to have an impact on birth rates 30 days later. So was there a significant event that occurred 9 months prior to May that might have affected May's birth rates? Well, yes. In September of 2021, May hit the mark of 56% of its population being vaccinated. Now, proximity is not causality, but coming up, Hunter's Girls, as in Hunter Biden. That's next on 5 and 10.
There exists an ancient prophecy about a great burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world. And the signs of its coming have now appeared. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle. When you order Josh Peck's new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, and Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment. In the new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, Visionary filmmaker Josh Peck takes you on a journey through the ancient prophecy from the Book of Revelation about a burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world, and what scientists and NASA have to say about it. In this explosive documentary film, you will learn how the Wormwood Prophecy connects to our modern age, whether the coming asteroid Apophis could be the harbinger of destruction, the science, history, and prophecies surrounding asteroid impact, Dr. Thomas Horn's full end times vision of destruction, what NASA is saying about Apophis, and what we can do about this threat. You'll also receive the behind-the-scenes interview, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, where Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia sits down with visionary filmmaker Josh Peck to talk about his filmmaking process, what goes into a project of this magnitude, what his initial reaction to Dr. Thomas Horn's end times vision was, and what it is like to handle such apocalyptic material. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content entitled Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment, where you will take a deep dive into the prophecy and science behind asteroids and how this relates to the coming space rock named after the Egyptian god of chaos, Apophis. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So uncover the prophecies of destruction and learn the mysteries of the last days. This collection is available only through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle, available now at skywatchtvstore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, it appears Joe paid the bills. President Biden apparently unwittingly financed his son's participation in an escort ring tied to Russia. This is according to records from Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop, which is the gift that keeps on giving, apparently. Hunter Biden spent more than $30,000 on escorts, many of whom linked to email addresses with a .ru extension. Russian email addresses. You get anything from a .ru email address, don't open it. Don't open it. But Hunter was patronizing a company, a firm, using young ladies with the .ru email extension, this so-called exclusive modeling agency, during a 3.5-month period between November 2018 and March 2019. Again, $30,000 on their companionship. And he managed to do so thanks in part to Joe Biden committing to wiring him a total of $100,000 to help him pay his bills from December of 2018 through January of 2019. In one instance, Joe wired his son $5,000 while he was, shall we say, actively engaged with an escort, because Hunter's bank had flagged suspicious activity connected to the .ru email exchanges. in another instance, it appears that text messages indicate that Hunter was convinced his father to wire him $20,000 for a rehabilitation program in New York City that he never checked into. Now, again, there's no suggestion in any of these messages that President Biden knew what Hunter was doing with the money. But at some point, you have to be aware that something fishy is going on. And let's just say this. When questions are being asked by people in government over the connections between Russia and our president, they need to be looking at not Trump, but President Biden. The Washington Examiner is the online news publication that has reported all of this, again, drawing this data from Hunter Biden's laptop. Apparently, after the story was published, Hunter got in touch with the Washington Examiner and asked the question, "What's wrong with you?" Excuse me, Mr. Biden, that's a question that America should be asking you. Pray for Hunter Biden, because he certainly needs to defeat these demons. The unveiling, Skywatch TV's virtual conference, continues for another 6 weeks, through May 13th, or August 13th, rather. That is the deadline to take advantage of 24 cutting-edge presentations from world-class speakers like Tom Horn, Jonathan Kahn, Carl Gallops, and many others. In addition, you get full access to 5 documentaries from Skywatch Films, including the award-winning Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, and Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here. Instant access in full HD. You set the schedule. Watch everything on your schedule. Find out more and sign up now at DefenderConference.com. DefenderConference.com. We're going to be in the Holy Land next March, and we'd like you to come with us. Sharon and I, honored to return to Israel and show you the battlegrounds in this long supernatural war in which we are all deployed. Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, and some of the archaeological sites that other tours may not even be aware of, much less visit, like Gilgal Rephaim, the Serpent Mound of Bashan. Why is that land, Bashan, so important historically and spiritually? Got new research that Sharon and I are putting into a forthcoming book called The Gates of Hell, and we'll be talking about that on the tour. In fact, this tour will be like a rolling conference through Israel. We'll be joined by our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Ali Henson and Donna Howell from the Simply His program, and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, whose research will show us the actual historical locations of the crucifixion and the burial tomb of Jesus, both on the Mount of Olives. And that, too, is spiritually and prophetically significant. Find out more. The itinerary is posted online, breakdown of costs, and a place for you to reserve your spot on the tour. SkywatchInIsrael.com is the website. SkywatchInIsrael.com. This big space rock coming at us, 2029, 2036, and again, another date in the future. But the 2029 date, April 13th of 2029, asteroid Apophis is going to pass inside the orbits of some of our satellites. There are some who think that NASA has miscalculated the orbit, and perhaps deliberately so. The new documentary Ragnarok looks at that from a scientific perspective, and then also the spiritual and prophetic implications. Guests like Ryan Peterson, Tom Horn, of course, featured in this, Josh Peck, the filmmaker, and the discussion, part of our 4-week investigative series based on the new documentary, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand. Don't miss the program. The broadcast schedule for Skywatch TV is posted online at our website, skywatchtv.com. You can also find the program right now on your TV if you've got our app for Roku or Apple TV. If so, then just click the remote and we're good to go. Or download it to your smartphone or tablet with the free Skywatch TV mobile app, which not only gets you the weekly broadcast show, these daily news updates, Simply His, a schedule of our upcoming events, and news updated 3 times a week. All of that right in the palm of your hand, whether it's an iOS or Android device, Amazon Kindle Fire device as well, phone or tablet. We have apps for all of those. They are free, and we have links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com for your convenience. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.